time. Have a good day. Drive safe. Yeah, you definitely found the edge of that one, Drake. I will let you know how that goes. I haven't even looked at the interface pinout yet. I'm just assuming that the 7500 probably only uses the phono plug for basic interfacing, and then I'd probably have to just solder some internal wires onto the board and bring them out, the broken PCT jack, and, you know, use some epoxy to hold them or something like that. I wasn't going to do anything fancy. Maybe there's an interface on there that's available. I don't have to get all crusty like that, but I'm just assuming there's not going to be since it's an HD. And I was going to kind of just open it up and probe around until I found a good push-to-talk and mic and audio port and wrap them up and use that. But if there's an interface, I might as well use it because it's probably adjustable in the programming somehow since they all usually are. But I will let you know how far I get with it because that was my idea to build a bridge between, you know, analog and DMR for that purpose, and have it be compact and not have to sit there and suck up, you know, 2 amps on a supply, and have something special with an antenna. Like, you can locate this at a site, and its, you know, lowest power setting will do just fine. So, and probably not shadow remote users either, if you need to. So, all right, I am pulling up on my second stop, so I'm going to jump out of here, too. You're probably out of range anyway. NADMH, NATN.